Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Hi, Bob.
Hi, John. How are you this week?
I'm real good. Okay, so what's happened? What do we need to do now?
Well, yesterday that rain was great. Nice and slow and steady all day long.
If you got it. Some folks
if you got
in
it,
western areas.
Yeah. It seemed like the cutoff was about 294. Anything east of there had a really decent rainfall.
That's true. But yeah.
If you were west, you're still going to be below where you should be for this time of year. And grass is still growing. We haven't had a hard freeze. We had a really slight frost this morning, but not enough to do any harm. And they're talking about the mid-70s again this weekend. So you just continue to monitor your grass. Go ahead and start cutting it shorter. By the end of November, we want to be at 2 inches. Right now, you should probably be down to about 2 3/4 to 2.5. Slowly take it down. Don't cut it. Don't go from 3 inches to 2 inches in 1 week. The grass would not like that.
So this rain was doing us some good, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was nice, slow, steady. Most of the day, you didn't have heavy downpours where it would just run off. So, yeah, it was good.
So is that going to green up the lawns a little bit then?
It should, yeah. It again, those long, consistent all-day rains. It was off the lake. It was weird. It was just a weird storm.
Yeah. I got a place out in Ottawa, and we didn't get any out there, at least according to my wife. But so still water the trees then and all the bushes and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely the trees and shrubs are important. And the other thing, you know, I hear from people all the time, you know, I have an irrigation system, so my trees and shrubs are okay. Those don't water deep enough. You really need to soak the water for trees and shrubs. The turf, yeah, irrigation system's fine, but the rain can cover that too. But when we're coming out of these droughty conditions where we're several inches behind where we should be, those roots really would prefer to go into winter having a nice full reserve of water in their system.
Hmm. Well, when you say like you do it at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock on the,
right.
on the clock around the canopy of the tree on the ground there, and just put it on a slow drip and then move it over a quarter or an hour and so forth. How long do you think we should be doing that to get down to the roots of these trees?
How long, you mean calendar-wise or time-wise on the clock?
Time-wise on the clock.
You know, a lot of it's going to depend on the size of the tree. Obviously, the bigger the tree, the longer the run, but I would do a minimum of 15 minutes at each of the four, you know, half quarter hours.
Yeah, I can do that. It seems to me like if I'm going to make it penetrate all the way down, it would take even longer than 15 minutes.
Say you're a 3-inch tree, 15 minutes, when a 3-inch diameter of the trunk, and then, you know, obviously your bigger ones and like your older oaks and stuff, sure, you could leave those on for an hour at each quarter hour.
Yeah, but if you got a big old oak tree, you don't need to water that. I mean, that thing's done, right? Is there any point in watering big trees?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. They need water too, and that's why when we talked about the roots that are like the capillaries, let's call them, at the ends of the root zone,
mm-hmm.
are out at the branches. Those are very small roots, and that's what's feeding that whole tree. So if you see the big root flare and everything, that's not like a big giant mouth taking up all the water. It's still just taking it through those small capillary roots at the ends of the root zone.
I got a stack of questions here for Bob Bertog, 312-981-7200. You'll jump the queue if you call. Please ask Bob if it's too late to seed a lawn.
Well, again, this weekend it's supposed to be in the 70s, but then I'm seeing temperatures drop off pretty quickly. The problem is if it gets established right now and seeds will germinate this weekend and you get a hard freeze, you've just wasted all that time and money. So we're getting to that point now where you should probably wait until after Thanksgiving and do that dormant overseeding that we talked about.
After the freeze, after you've aerated it, put some seed down, they'll just sit there snug as bugs until the spring and pop up. Mr. Bertog.
Put a blanket over it, yeah.
Yeah. My friend, it says, Mr. Bertog, my friend, does it make sense to aerate my lawn now or wait until the spring? What's the latest I can aerate my lawn?
The aeration window is still open because the grass is still actively growing. Until you get a couple of hard frosts or freeze, those roots are still going to be stimulated and storing carbohydrates for the winter. You can still do it.
Is it too late to transplant hostas?
No, they're pretty indestructible.
OK, Can you ask Bob? I discovered grubs about a month ago. I treated for them, but will I need to reseed the parts of the lawn that they ate?
Yes, some of those roots will grow back, but you're going to definitely get a better result if you top dress and seed those areas that were torn up.
In fact, speaking of torn up, I got a photograph texted in here. John, show my front yard to Bob Bertog. All right. Can you see that, Bob?
Got it, yeah.
But it looks like a lot of our lawns, this one looks exploded. It looks like somebody came in with a rototiller and just ripped it up. There's some holes where the grass is separated and then some areas where it's just wiped out. And I'm going to guess that's grubs and the animals tearing up the lawn to get to the grubs, Bob.
That's exactly what it is. Well, don't even have to look at it to say with confidence.
In case you want to see it better. Well, then what do you do with the grubs now, Bob? Is it nothing to do now, or do we do something now?
Well, they're actually heading back down underground to overwinter. So if you haven't put down the insecticide yet, if you peel it back and you still see them very active right at the surface, you can still treat them because they don't really follow a calendar. They follow the temperature. But with that, the colder, they're really quick to go back underground when it gets cold out. And then they'll come back up in the spring to feed again. But usually in the spring, the grass is growing so quickly that you don't see as much damage because the roots are deeper and they're feeding down below. So then they come back and feed in the spring. Then they go back down again. And then they come up in June and either feed again or they emerge as adults.
Well, so what do I do now? If I were going to do something now, is it an application I just put on the surface of the lawn?
You can put down a fast-acting insecticide. If you see them, I would first inspect the area and see if you see them. Because remember, every time you put down an insecticide, it's just a broad spectrum. You're killing the good guys too, which that's okay. If you see active grubs and they're destroying your lawn, that's okay to put down an insecticide and take out some of the good guys. But if you're not seeing them feed and the damage is done, I'd wait till spring, but definitely put it on your calendar to put something down in the spring.
And Bob Bertog is here from the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, answering your questions. Hey, Bob, it says, how do I keep the birds from eating my grass seed?
You can put down a seed blanket. They usually don't like to peck through those, and that'll also help hold the moisture in and protect it. The other thing you could try and do, too, I've heard this works, actually, from my general manager. He told me at his house, he put down Milorganite after he seeded, which is that fertilizer that we talked about, and that you can use it as a repellent.
Sprinkle it on top, huh?
Yeah, he said that, it's good fertilizer for the grass anyway.
How late can I put sod down?
The sod farms are still cutting. Typically, they'll cut sod until Thanksgiving, and then as long as you can put it down, but it's very important to water it.
Great show, John, with Bob Bertog, but my roses are still blooming and showing new growth. I've noticed that in some of my plants. Should trimming be delayed, or should we just get it done now?
Well, actually, the school thought, depending on what type of roses they are, if they're tea roses or any just like a standard shrub rose, you mound them up with compost. It's called healing the roses to protect the crown of the plant. It's still too early to do that. It's still too warm. You want to wait until we've had a good hard freeze. And then you kind of cover the base of it. And then the old school was cut them back in the fall. But now the new school thought is see how much dies back from the winter and then just cut it back to live tissue in the spring. That way you might have a much bigger shrub or a rose to start the season next year.
Yeah, I get your point. Hey, John, can you ask Bob, when is the last time to plant bulbs? And how can I be sure the squirrels won't dig them up?
Well, I've planted bulbs in my house as late as Christmas Eve. So if you could buy them, which there is a bulb shortage this year, I will say that. So if you're going to plant bulbs or you're planning on it, get them now because they're in very short supply. And then what you can do is cover the area with either like a deer netting because the squirrels don't like to dig through that, or evergreen boughs if you can just buy those bunches of evergreens like spruce or...
Oh, really? And put that on top?
Just put that on top. They don't like digging through that stuff.
No kidding. They don't know that if they just move those things out of the way, there's glory down below?
If they could figure out how to move them, but usually you should put staples and hold those things in place anyway. Then they just really get ticked off and go somewhere else.
Tack them down, huh? Okay, Abby, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. What's your question?
Hey, John. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Hooray, thank you.
Two quick questions. Number one, I have a lot of skunks in my backyard, and they seem they're ripping up the lawn. But I also have a dog, so I don't want to put down anything that the dog might get into. Any suggestions for that?
Well, I would still put down an insecticide. I'd keep the dog off of it until you water it in. And once you water it in, that insecticide should be below where the dog's going to have any damage.
How much time would that take, Bob?
Well, if you water it in for a couple hours, it should be fine.
Like the next day or a couple days later?
Yeah.
Okay.
24 hours.
And then, okay, and then another quick question. I have a rose of Sharon that I want to transplant to a different area because it's not growing well. Is it too late now, or should I wait or do it now?
I would do it now. You still have time, but again, like everything else this time of year, make sure you water it because those are... You're chopping at the roots, so you want to make sure that you stimulate that root growth by giving it water.
Is it a Rose of Sharon tree or a Rose of Sharon bush?
It's a shrub.
It's like a shrub. Yeah, we've had one that grew huge like a tree, and then we just planted a couple that are smaller. But those, I love those plants. You like yours too, don't you, Abby?
I love them. I have three of them. They're amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so transplant and water, and you should be okay. Is that the word, Bob?
Yes.
Pete, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. What's your question?
Well, I'm the guy a year ago, now I'm actually forgetting, who sent you pictures of a whole yard full of little baby evergreens.
Yeah, I remember.
And Bob, I got about half of the needed directions on how to transplant a tree. Now, I can't transplant any of those. I was sick earlier this year, and a neighbor kindly mowed my front yard.
Don't know what that has to do with anything, but you're asking how to transplant
evergreen
trees.
Well, I have others of the same type of tree that I had moved years before, and they're about 2 feet tall, and I'd like to put one each out at the corners of my front yard.
Okay. Well, you sound pretty good. I'm glad you're still listening, Pete. And Bob, transplanting evergreen trees, little two-footers.
Yeah, go ahead and do it now. Just make sure you put in a big enough root ball on it, so you want to make sure you... When you're digging it out, you have enough soil that is holding in the roots, and it should be fine. If they're about 2 feet, figure about the size of a 5-gallon bucket would be plenty of soil around it.
Good to know. Thanks for the call, Pete. And Bob, we're out of time. I guess you could join us next week with this weather, huh?
I'll be happy to, John. Have a great week.